This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Fear Allah and keep your duty to Him wherever you may be at, wherever you are, whether in public or behind closed doors, in front of people who assume that you are a pious person or behind closed doors. This is something that if I take home and I try to work on it, I will be simply very pious person. Why? Because that will raise the awareness of Allah's presence in my heart, in my mind at all time. So I don't fall into the habit of being good sometimes and otherwise some other times. Double-faced or wearing mask before people assume that I'm a super nice guy. But otherwise, in private or with my family members, I'm a monster. God forbid. And that's why the Prophet ﷺ said to his companions, "Istahyu min Allah kama tastahyu min rajul min salihi ahlikum." You want to be righteous? Feel shy from Allah. As much as you will feel shy in front of one of the righteous people of your clan, your tribe, you would feel reluctant to say a bad word or to do a bad act in front of him or them. Likewise, istahyu min Allahi haqqa al-istihya. Having said so, that will take us to the following advice. Raising the awareness of Allah's presence at all times doesn't necessarily mean that you or I will end up becoming infallible or sinless or as good as angels. When Hanzala complained to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, along with Abu Bakr, that, you know, they experience this sometimes and sometimes they are very righteous. He said, "Ya Hanzala, by Allah, if you maintain the condition of piety and righteousness that you maintain whenever you're sitting with me, لصافحتكم الملائكة في طرقكم وعلى فروشكم." By Allah, if you maintain this righteousness all the time, angels would come down from heaven, will shake hands with you while you're walking in the streets and while reclining on your beds. You know why? Because you will be as pure as angels. But we're no angels, are we? The Quran stated the fact that by nature we incline into sinning. And that's why the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam acknowledged this fact. He did not dismiss the possibility of committing sins. As a matter of fact, he said, "By Allah, if you guys do not commit sins, Allah will take you away." Why? In order to bring a new patch of people who will commit sins, then they will seek forgiveness and He will grant them forgiveness. So this is an inseparable fact of our reality.